From Silicon Valley, California, this is Fresh Dialogues. With thanks to my guest, Alison Jeske. She explained to me why online video is a mandatory marketing tool for any business today. So I'm here today at Streaming Media, and I'm talking to Alison Jeske. If you could introduce yourself and say a little bit about what you do for drugstore.com, please.
Okay. Hi, I'm Alison Jeske, Director of Product Management for drugstore.com and the family of brands that we have, which includes drugstore.com, beauty.com, and visiondirect.com. My team is responsible for kind of the site enhancements, site features, and kind of overall customer experience on our websites.
And what is it about online video that's making it so attractive these days? I understand it's increasing your traffic, your customer satisfaction. Can you expand a little on that and what kind of feedback you're getting from customers?
Well, definitely when people see products in action, they get very excited about it. And in the prestige beauty world, we get to see exciting new designers like Vina Cava showcased at Fashion Week. We get to see Oscar Blondie doing, you know, how can I get that second day hair look? We have Tina Turnbow, our fabulous makeup artist that we work with, showing people how to take a day night or a day look to a night look. Those things really on the prestige beauty side in particular get our customers very excited. Now, on the drugstore side, it's very new for us. We're just really introducing some kind of new funner videos, showcasing toys and games for the holiday. So we're definitely get some learnings and interested in feedback from our customers on the drugstore side.
So are you getting a lot of feedback from your customers?
Well, it's an early launch. Early indications are really positive, but on drugstore, we've had videos out for about 2 weeks now. So it's still really early, but we're measuring the impressions we're getting from customers and definitely some of the feedback. We're still early to tell on order impacts and conversion, but it looks promising.
That sounds very exciting. Can you give an idea of how long these video clips are? Are we talking like 30 seconds or longer than that?
They typically are longer than that. We try to keep them to around a 1 to 2 minute, but some of the ones like from Fashion Week on our beauty site will go into the 3 and 4 minutes. But we do, you know, you want it to be interesting enough to kind of needs to tell somewhat of a story, but not too long to where, you know, we lose people. So we try to balance that. But it's another aspect that we're testing is the length of videos.
And do you feel you're really on the cutting edge of this, taking videos to the market?
I think we're definitely in the, you know, the early adopters. I think there's a lot of people doing it well out there. eBags is a great example. REI is doing video, you know, but the real mavericks in this that have been out there for quite a while, QVC and Home Shopping Network, they really kind of, I think, started, you know, this translating their TV show into the different medium. So we're excited to see where this can take us.
And what are your expectations for it? Do you see this being your main focus, video streaming online?
Yeah, we see this as mandatory going forward, that customers are demanding it and that we want to offer, you know, all the different ways to help a customer make a choice about a product that they want. So we see this as a requirement to stay in the game.
And what message are you bringing to the panel today? You're on a panel of four talking about the big picture. What is your key message you want to tell the attendees today at the conference?
Well, I think some of the key messages are, you know, we need to measure. We still need to measure success. We're excited about this opportunity, but we still have to measure, and we're still very much in the early stages. The other thing is it's sort of that next evolution of, you know, going from product reviews where customers can describe, you know, write how they feel about a certain product and why they like it. This kind of brings reviews up to another level where we're getting, you know, at this stage it's still manufacturer-supplied content or we'll supply our own content, but it's sort of that next evolution in that product purchasing life cycle. So that's kind of where we think, what kind of the message I want to bring to this audience today.
Well, it's very exciting. I wish you well with that. And also one final question. I understand you have a background in computer science. Can you talk about being a woman in that field?
Well, yes. I have kind of always surrounded myself with very technical people, and I, you know, which I thrive on. I love technology. It's amazing. It's fun to be working in e-commerce. There's nowhere else I'd want to be working. I think one of the things I find I bring to the table is that translation of a very technical concept into something that, you know, our business leaders can understand. Certainly at my company, that's one of the roles I think that I can play pretty well, and I certainly enjoy.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me, Alison.
Thank you, Alison. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Fresh Dialogues. This is Alison Van Diggelen, with special thanks to Tom Kromkowski and Carol Pecora for technical support, and Kevin McLeod, who wrote and produced our music.